This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. Now is about the time when whiteheads start appearing in the wheat fields as grain is filled. These whiteheads can be in small patches scattered throughout a field or covering entire areas. In some cases, it's just a few spikelets on a head that are white, or it could be the entire head. What is assumed, there are all kinds of reasons for whiteheads in wheat, including insects, diseases, and environment. The following information is from K-State Agronomy Update from our state wheat specialist Dr. Romo Lado, Eric DeWolf, and Kelsey Anderson. In many years, one very common cause of whiteheads or missing spikelets is freeze damage. I don't expect either of these situations to be true this year in this area. While our spring was actually colder than the last few years, there were never temperatures low enough to hurt the wheat for a growth stage it was in. Another weather event that we see affect wheat to some amount every year is hail. Since hail is rarely widespread, it just depends on what sort of storms the field saw during the heading and grain fill. Hail impact can smack a wheat head and just kill that part of the head. The damaged part of the head turns white, and often the spikelets fall off after a few days. We've been having plenty of storms after the heads emerge to likely see some hail damage. Along with hail that spring storms bring, they also bring flooding. Areas of flooded fields where wheat root stands in water for a few days will end up dying. Logically, this follows terrace channels, waterways, and field edges. How this affects yield depends on how far along the grain fill was before the plant died. By this time during the year, it will look like the wheat is just naturally coloring early. But once the combine gets into the flooded spot, it can be seen that much of the wheat died before the grain filled. Beyond the physical causes of white wheat heads, we are likely to see plenty of diseases this year. When there is rainy weather during flowering, some heads can get infected with Fusarium head blight, also known as head scab. This fungal disease can be seen in a few spikelets or the entire head. The way to differentiate this issue is that the fungus creates pink or orange fungal masses on the affected spikelet surface. Later after grain is filled, those kernels will be shriveled and lightweight. Fusarium head blight is also the fungus that can produce vomitoxin, which, as farmers know, can be a very serious problem in some years. Just the presence of Fusarium doesn't automatically mean vomitoxin. The levels of chemical can vary greatly. Take-all is a fungal disease that also likes wet years, but this one affects the wheat roots and lower stems that can be identified by black discoloration. The fungus lives in association with other grasses, so wheat on the field edges is at most risk. There are a few other diseases that also affect wheat heads, but don't kill them outright. Wheat fungus, such as Staghonera blotch, can expand from the leaves onto the wheat heads and cause black fungal bodies to grow within the spikelets. This is another disease of concern considering frequent rains and high humidity over the past couple of weeks. If there are any questions on unexpected white wheat heads in fields or trouble areas within the field, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.